Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We began Simin Shin Ayin Beis a few days ago. We're in the middle of Siv Vav. Well, just to remind ourselves, yesterday the beginning of Siv Vav spoke about if you have a wall separating two courtyards. So these two courtyards don't have some sort of a pesach in between them or a chalon in between them. So if in this situation one courtyard is higher than the other courtyard, for example, it was raised 5 tefachim above the other courtyard, and then you added a wall on top of it to make it a total of 10 tefachim difference, which would be a standard mechitza between two walls. So then, since there is no pesach in between, there's no chalon or opening in between the two courtyards that's 4 by 4 tefachim, so we had said, Ein yecholim l'ariv yachad. They are two separate courtyards and cannot make a single erev chatzeros together. That's where we left off yesterday. So we begin now on the very top line, towards the end of the line, of Resh Mem Omud Beis. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'im hoyo hakosel govoa lishnehem asara. If the wall, however, between them was 10 tefachim from the ground up to at least that to the top of the wall on both sides, not that one side was higher than the other and only had a 5 tefach wall over there, but here you have the wall in between them that is 10 tefachim high, v'hayu berosho peros, and on top of it now you have fruits. Now this top area, we'll see, has a certain status to it that allows you to go and bring things from each chotzer onto the top of that wall or from the top of the wall into each chotzer. So the Mechaber tells us over here, b'nei shtei hachatzeros, both sides, side A and side B over here, yecholim lahoridam lachatzeros, can take the fruit that are on top of that wall, because that's a makum ptur, and bring the fruit that are on top of that wall into their own courtyard. Mishbur explains in Sivkot Memhei, ki dekaim lom berosh ha-simon, because we've learned already previously, the gagin v'chatzeros rishus achasein, because the rooftops over here and courtyards are all considered one halachic rishus. V'rosh zehakosel lo odif migag, and this top of the wall is no different than a rooftop over here, and you're allowed to go and carry from one roof to another roof as long as they're all enclosed. V'davku l'chatzeros, this that we allow you to bring the fruit from the top of the wall over here is only to bring it into the chotzer. But you wouldn't be allowed to bring it into any of the houses of this courtyard, if the top over here was wider than 4 by 4 tvachim. Because then the top over here would not be a mokum tour, the top over here would be a separate rishus, and you're not allowed to go carry it into the houses. Houses aren't allowed to be carried from one to the other without an erev chatzeros, even though courtyards and rooftops and things like that, halachically, are all considered one area as long as they're all enclosed, and you can carry within them and from one to the other, but not into a house. So the Mechaber continues, he says, not only can you bring it down from those walls, the top of the walls over here, and bring it into either of the 2 yards, v'chein lahalos olav miperos sheshavsu b'chatzeros, you can take fruit that was in the yard on Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, and you can take the fruits that are in that yard and put them on top of the wall. And here, you can even bring them into the other chotzer. So you have fruits that are in the yard in courtyard B, and you're allowed to go put them onto the top of the wall and then go and bring them down into the other courtyard. Now here you're talking about placing it on the top of the wall, actually. So here, the Mechaber tells us this is true, Bein Shakosel Rochav Arba'ah, O Eino Rochav Arba'ah. Here it doesn't make any difference if the wall is considered a separate Rishus by itself or not, because even if it's greater than 4 by 4 Tvachim, so then it's no different than a Gag, and you're allowed to go from a Chotzer to a Gag, to another Chotzer to another Gag, so that's not a problem. And if it's less than that, so then it's a Mokum Tur, and you're certainly allowed to go and bring from a Chotzer into a Mokum Tur, and vice versa. And the Mishnah explains this if Kotin Memvav, Bein She'ervu Kol Echo Bifnei Atzmo, Olo Ervu Klal. This halacha is the same, whether each side made an Erev Chatzeros, whether Chotzer A made an Erev Chatzeros or it did not, whether Chotzer B made an Erev Chatzeros or it did not, because the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, the Kol HaChatzeros Rishus Achasin, even without an Erev Chatzeros, an enclosed yard attached to another enclosed yard, you're allowed to go from one yard into the other yard, they're all enclosed, they're all considered one halachic Rishus, like we've already explained, V'chanal in Sif Aleph. So this is for fruits that were either on the top of the wall or they were in the yard. But the Mechaber now tells us a distinction. Avol peros sheshav su b'bayis, if you have fruits that were in that individual's house in either the chotzer of B or the chotzer of A. So im hakosel rochav arba'ah, now if the top of the kosel is more than 4 tefachim, so it is considered a separate rishus by itself, then also lahalos lo, then you can't take fruits that are in the house, you're allowed to, if they made an erev chatzeros, bring them out into the chotzer, but you can't take them and put them on the top of the wall, also lahalos lo, and likewise, you wouldn't be allowed v'lo lahorid mimenu, and to take it from the top of the wall over here that's more than 4 tefachim wide and bring it inside one of the houses. as opposed to v'im eino rochav arba'a mutter. But if it isn't four tvachim wide, then it's a mokum p'tur, and you would be allowed to go and do this, either from the house onto the top of the wall, or from the top of the wall into one of the houses. The Mishnah explains in Sifkot Mem Zayin that we're dealing over here with arba tvachim. It really should be pirish arba'a tvachim, because tvachim is masculine. And the Girsa in the Dibra Maskel over here, the Mishnah had, was Hakosel Rochav Arba. So he's telling us it doesn't really mean Arba in the feminine form. It should have been Arba'a, which is the masculine form for Tvachim. And oftentimes, I'm assuming that the original Girsa of the Shulchan Aruch that they had just had the letter Dalet without Arba or Arba'a. Many Shulchan Aruch that you still see today will just have the letter Dalet. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah has to tell us over here that this is talking about Arba'a Tvachim. And the reasoning why this is not allowed to bring from the house onto the top over here, if it's Arba'a Tvachim, Fatam, the Kevin du Rochav Arba'a, since it's for Tvachim, it should be Arba'a, not Arba'hu, Makum Choshefu Mipnei Atzma, it's a separate entity by itself. You know, Batal Gavi Shnei Chatzeros, and it's not nullified and considered a subordinate area to the two chatzeros, and therefore lefikoch also lahalusolov min abatim. You can't bring from one rishus hayochid into another rishus hayochid over here. Vegam lo lahori min akosel abatim, and you can't go take it down from the top over here of the wall into any of the houses. Sivkot memches the bepachos mearba mikom p'turhu, because as I pointed out, this is where I got it from. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's less than four tvachim wide over here, so then it's going to have the status of a makom p'tur. And the halach is, if you remember, you can go bring from Rishus HaYochid into a makom p'tur, or take from a makom p'tur and put it into Rishus HaYochid. That's why it's not a problem over here if it's less than four tvachim. But once it becomes more than four tvachim, it's not a makom p'tur, it's a separate entity. And if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, you can't go from the house Rishus HaYochid up into this separate Rishus by itself on top of the wall. Now, we did say that if it's less than four tvachim, you can bring from the house and put it on top of the wall. But the Ramah tells us, uvachlo yachlifu, you can't go and do a total switch over here. Kidileo simin shin mem vav, sif aleph, as we've read in previously, and the Mishnah explains what we're talking about over here in sifkot mem tes, hainu, lahalos min abotim ala koso, to go take fruits, let's say, that you have in your house, and put them on top of the koso, which, if we said, is less than four tvachim wide, is a mokum tour, and you're allowed to do that. And then, now it's on top of the kotel, v'lachzo lo ridam lechotzer asheni, and now take it from the top of the wall and bring it inside to the other chotzer. That's not allowed. Mishum dilma osa lafuki lehedja min abatim lechotzer hasheni below hanocha bein time. Because in this situation, if you didn't stop and leave it on the mokum p'tur, you certainly would not be allowed to bring it from one house in chotzer B into the chotzer A if they didn't make an erev chatzeros over here. And therefore, we're concerned that if we allow you to do it via a stop on top of the wall, which is a mokum p'tur technically, so that you may come to do it without stopping, and that would be osir. And he says, ayin le'el b'sim shin v'em vav, sov sif aleph, tamachaber hevi shom shtei deos. There we actually had two conditions, the states deos b'seh, which Deir Shu footnote number 36 reminds us what we learned over there, that the Rosh brings down the name of the Baal Amor, and this is also the opinion as well of the Rashba and the Ritva. Shall also letal to Mishus Hayochel leKarmelis gam ba'oven sheminichem esachevetz bein tayin b'mokum tur. You can't go from your house, according to all these you showed him, put something from your house into a mokum tur, and then take it. You left it in the mokum tur for a little bit, then you take it from the mokum tur into a Karmelis. You're not allowed to do that, because you may come to go carry directly from your house into the Karmelis, which is not allowed. However, the Das of the Rif and the Rambam and others is that's only true if you're dealing with going to a Rishus HaRabim. So you can't go from your house into a Mokum Tur into Rishus HaRabim. But if you're going from your house into a Mokum Tur into a Karmelis, which is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, if you went directly from your house into the Karmelis, that would be a Gzeru L'Gzeru if they didn't allow you to do that, and the rabbis didn't institute it in this situation. So the Mishnah Berurah is alluding over here, this is a Machlokas over here, these two Deos over here in this regard, and the Lashon of the Ramah, he's holding like the first more machmir opinion of the Rosh Ba'amor and the Rashba and the Ritva. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'moyo hakosel gavoa liachas mehachatzeros asora." If you have the wall in between them over here, and on one side the wall is higher than 10 tvachim, and on the other side eino gavoa asora, it's not higher than 10 tvachim. For example, kigon shekarko shalechod gavoa mishal chavero, like we saw in Deir Shu footnote number 32, and the last case from yesterday, which I mentioned at the beginning of today's shir. So you have a discrepancy in the floors. So on one side you have the wall from the bottom going up 10 tvachim, on the other side it doesn't go all the way up 10 tvachim. In this situation, misha eino gavoa lo asora, on the side that the wall is not 10 tvachim, they are allowed to use the top of this wall over here, which is less than 10 tefachim from their ground to the top of this wall, even to take something from their house and put it on the top of this wall, even though it's wider than 4 tefachim. But the other side, Vasheni, also lishtamish bo, the side that has the wall that's 10 tvachim, cannot use the area on top of the wall if it's more than 4 tvachim. Af bekelim sheshavsu b'chotzer, and they can't even use it, not only from kelim from their house, but they can't even use it from kelim that were in their chotzer. The reasoning is explained in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nun. He says, Umayri kishev liatzma, each side made their own erev, chatzeros, for themselves. The mlo erev also made by sechotzer, because then there's no way you could even take it out from the house into the chotzer in the first place. The kosher kelim chitzer said, certainly not get it to the top of the wall. And the reason why you can't do this on both sides, but you can only do this on the side that is less than 10 tvachim, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Aleph, the lididei nechshav rosh kosel kekarka chotzer, the side that is facing the wall, that it's not 10 tvachim tall. So for them, the top of the wall is essentially no different than their chotzer. Kivin she'eno gavo asor tvachim, since it's not more than 10 tvachim above their ground, v'nichole lishtamisham, it's very easy for them to use things like this. It's like a little platform in their chotzer, and therefore they get the rights to use it. And once they get the rights to use it, then the other side loses the rights to use it. Hasheni also lishtamish bo, as the Mechaber tells us, and the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sifkot Nun Beis, the hoel shechaveru mutar mibayis l'mechitza, since on the other side that had the lower wall facing them, so to say, so they are allowed to bring from their house and use the top of the mechitza, the havelik chatzer, because we said it's very easy for them to use it, and therefore they're allowed to. So im yishamish gam hasheni al mechitza, if we allowed the other side that had the 10 tefachim or higher wall to also use the top of the wall, via rishus shneim sholetzes mechitzu, then both sides would be using it. And mimela yosa rishon lohosim bayis lemechitza, kiven she'ervu kolecha v'yechod liatzmo. In this situation, they would end up ruining it, and the people from the house would not be allowed to go use it if the other side could use it as well. Okay, therefore, so the bottom line is both sides can't use it. So which side does get the right to use it? The side that's easy to use it. So therefore, the side that has the lower wall, the side that their wall to them is less than 10 tefachim tall, they have a raised ground, so the wall is only 8 tefachim, let's say, for them. So they have a much easier usage of the top of the wall, and therefore they're given the rights to use it. And therefore, since it's a lower wall, they're allowed to use it. The other side is not allowed to use it. That is the psak over here, the Mishnah Berurah explaining the Mechaber. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down a more lenient opinion. For Evan or Ozer, in the name of the Rashba, B'shem Rashba, according to this more makel opinion, both sides would be actually allowed to use this as long as the second side is only using it for kelim that were in the chotzer, not from their house. But for kelim in the chotzer, they also could use the top of the wall. And the Mechaber again qualifies one thing which I already mentioned, which I didn't read in the Mechaber. Now we read it now in the Mechaber. We're talking here about that the top of the wall is not a mokum tur. It is a full-fledged separate area. But in our scenario, where one side has a 10 tefach wall or taller, and the other side has smaller, if the top of the wall is less than arba tvachim, avalim eino rochav arba, it's a mokum tur, it's not a separate rishus by itself, then everybody agrees, mutu lishteyim lishtamish bo af min abatim. Then everybody agrees that you can use it, not only even from things in the chotzer, but even from things in your household. Over here, and this is true. Afilu erva kolachas yatzlu, even though each side made its own area of chatzeros, so then you're dealing with a problem of both sides using the top of the wall. But since it's a mokum tur and not a separate rishus, that is not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Gimel, the heavy mokum tur, as I just said, it's a mokum tur, and therefore it isn't considered that both sides are using something because it's a mokum tur. The issue footnote number 42 questions this from the Chazon Ish, who says that if in this situation one side has less than 10 tefachim tall, so we said that top of the wall is a continuation of their chatzer. So for one side, it's really their chatzer. For the other side, it is a separate entity. So maybe only the side that has the continuation of their chatzer, the top of the wall, because the wall is less than 10 tefachim, maybe they should be the only side to use it anyway. But he brings down that doesn't seem to the opinion of Rashi. Shekol she'ein beziz dalet tefachim, afu pishenom chlezeh v'gov lezeh, dino kemokum tur. Rashi seems to say otherwise, and this is likewise also the opinion of the Tosafot. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Nifratz HaKosel. If you have a wall between two chatzeros, so then we said that wall separates the two chatzeros unless you have all the conditions that we mentioned, such as a Pesach in between them, etc. But what happens if the wall breaks in between them? So if it breaks less than 10 amos, ad eser amos, so then harehu kepesach. So then you halachically have over here a connection between the two courtyards that's a Pesach. And therefore, if each side wants to be separate, they're allowed to still remain separate. But if each side wishes to be together, they're allowed to make a single area of chatzeros. But this is true, v'ushalo yeh nifratz b'miluo, as long as the wall hasn't been totally broken, for if the wall were to be totally broken down, even though it's less than 10 amos wide, then it is not considered a pesach, then it's considered as one courtyard, and they wouldn't be allowed to make separate eruv chatzeros. They'd have to make, if they wanted to, a single eruv chatzeros. However, the imnifratz b'yosem yeser, if the wall is more than 10 amos broken, so then it's not considered an opening between them, it's considered one chotzer. Koshuv kechotzer achas utzrichim li'arv yachad. If they wish to make an eruv chatzeros, they can't each make their own separate eruv chatzeros like they could if they had a wall in between them. Here there is no wall in between them, it's considered one yard. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkotin and Dalet, the ad b'chlal, when we say up to 10, it means 10 included as well. You need more than 10 amos to be broken for this din to apply. Sifkotin and hey, if it's 10 amos or less, then it's considered hareu kepesach. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nun Hey, Yalkein im rotsu ma'orvim shnayim im rotsu ma'orvim yachad. They have a fielder's choice over here. They want, they can make one together eruv chatzeros, or they can still be two separate courtyards and each make their own separate eruv chatzeros. The Chanal, as we've already explained in Siv Dalet in yesterday's shir. Sivkot Nun Vav, shelo yeh nifrotz, even though the wall is less than 10 amos broken, but if it's the entire wall that's broken, so then it's totally open. The imnifrats b'miluah, if it's totally open, afilu pachos me'asar amos, even if it's less than 10 amos, tzrichos lar yachad dafka, then they have only a choice to make one eruv, they're considered one courtyard. They can't make two separate eruv chatzeros. Sivkot nun zayin, it's totally breached. V'yalkein, v'inon sheyishtayah mikol tzad mashu. So in a situation where it's not 10 amos, you have to have a little bit left on each side. Or omitzad echot pasar bo tvachim, or at least on one side have at least 4 tvachim of wall left. Rochav begov asor, that's at least 10 tvachim tall. Because if you don't have at least that, the belav hachi hariyu kemoshin nifratz b'miluo, because he brings that from the Morgan of Ram, otherwise it's considered totally breached, and therefore it's one courtyard. You can't say it's two separate courtyards still. Finally, Elbasim and Shin Samokim, Sif Bez, Mishal Brua, Masha Kosu was there, where the whole discussion about a wall that's broken, whether it's broken fully, partially, on the sides, etc., Ayin Sham. Sivkot Nun Ches, but if it's more than 10 amos, Pirush V'oz Afilu Nishar Minakosel, Mikan Mikan, then even, let's say, 11 amos that are broken, and you have 2 amos left on each side, even kifle kiflaimi mashanovel, or if you have 20 amos on each side and you have an 11 amma breach in the middle, nevertheless, hakol chosh of kinofel, we view the entire wall if it's down, veins of pesach appear, so we don't consider it an opening, we consider it a breach, and therefore it's considered one courtyard, and you can't make it into two separate eruv chatzeros on the two sides of the wall that's remaining, even though there's a lot of wall remaining, once you have a breach of at least 10 plus amos. And therefore, Sivkot Nun Tes, they can only make one eruv chatzeros, dim erbu kolech liatzmo. If each side were to make an eruv on its own, osum zelze, they would in fact ruin it for each other because it's nothing. Ochenim osu tzuras ha-pesach b'mokom pirtzah, but if they were to make it tzuras ha-pesach, they would make the two vertical posts and then a horizontal connection on the top, then choshev kepesach, then it's like a regular opening, b'mrotzum arvim shnayim, and then in that situation, this is considered a wall, and if they wish to, it's a wall with an opening, and they can make one eruv chatzeros, or they can make two eruv chatzeros and not consider it to be connected. And the Ramah adds, because shekein imein b'nei mechitza gvo asara, detzrichim l'arv yachad. And certainly if the wall has been breached to a point where you don't have a wall that's more than 10 tvachim tall in any places, or certainly not in a significant number of places, so it brings down this din from the Rabbeinu Yonah's son, that this would also not be allowed to be considered two separate chotzeros, but would be considered one chotzer, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach, who are din im kol mechitza gvo asara tvachim. This would be true if the entire mechitza was greater than 10 tvachim, el sheish besocho mokum rochav yosem yeser amos, she'em begoven asara tvachim. Even if you still have a lot of wall remaining, but for a 10 plus amma area, the mechitza went down below 10 tvachim, so then harehu choshev kipirtza gemura, it's also considered a full breach, utzrichos la'ariv yachad dafka, and they can only make a erev chotzeros together as one entity. Sivches. If you have a wall between two courtyards, and each side, it does have the wall from the bottom to the top of at least 10 tefachim. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Nun Safalach, Rotsu Lomar, Mishnei Atzadim. So both sides, in Chatzar A and Chatzar B, they're looking at a wall that's at least 10 tefach tall in between them. And now, Vehemid Eitzel HaKosel, Sulam Rochav Arba'ah. And now you put on one side of the wall a sulam, a ladder that is at least 4 tefachim wide. V'chein Kinegdo B'chatzar Shnia. And you do the same thing on the other side with a sulam. And even Afilu Eina Sulamos Zeh Kineged Zeh, even if the two sulamos are not directly opposite each other in the two sides of the wall, as long as they are within 3 tefachim of each other because of the din of Lavud, in Ein Beneim Shlosha, so then this is considered halachically as if there is an opening between the two chatzeros, and therefore if they choose to, they can make one eruv chatzeros, otherwise they can still be separate and make each one their own separate eruv chatzeros. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Samach Beis tells us the chashiv is ekinegizeh. When you have the two ladders opposite each other directly within three tefachim of each other, it's considered as if it's a Pesach. And Sivkot and Samach Gimel v'imrotzu marvin yachad. And if they wish to, they can make one erev chatzeros. Shari yichol lalos v'leirin mechotzezeh luchotzezeh derech asulamos, because they can go up and down the two ladders, and it's considered like a Pesach over here. Umayrish asulamos magil rosh hakos. So the sulam has to reach up to the top of the wall. Oh, al kopon mepachus b'shol shetvachim samach l'roshon, at least to within three tefachim of the top. Udikameh, as we'll mention, learn tomorrow. With that, we conclude today's shir.